Well, good morning, everybody. It's a joy to be here. A special warm greeting to all of our mothers. And we're praying for you very much during this Mass. We'll have the church's prayer over mothers here shortly at the end of our petitions this morning. Have you ever laughed so hard that you can't stop? You know, and it's like laughter overtakes you, you know, and you're helpless against it until it's all out. And then you might find some more, and then you keep finding it. It happened to me the other day at the festival in the evening time, and I had only had one beer, so that's not it, you guys, okay? But there was a group of us, and I just could not stop laughing, and neither could the others. And it's one of the most therapeutic things. It really is one of the most wonderful things when that happens, when we're overtaken by laughter, by joy, in a sense, you know? And I was thinking about how kind of that's what we pray for with love. In other words, we pray that we will be overtaken by love, overpowered by it. Remember that scene in Scrooge at the very end of the whole thing where he's all of a sudden, he's so giddy, he's so happy, and he's just overtaken by love, by joy, and all that stuff. And well, I was reading the Acts of the Apostles, and it just seems to me that's exactly what happened with Paul and Barnabas and all this crowd that we keep hearing about, is that they were overtaken, overpowered by love, which prompted them, love, by the way, of Jesus Christ, love of God, and they were so overpowered by this love that it prompted them to do incredible and almost unthinkable things. Today we heard about how they were going all over the place, and if you keep on reading, you hear more of this story, but here we have some of it, that they went from Lystra to Iconium, and then to Antioch, and then they went to Pisidia, and then they went to Pamphylia and Perga, and then Attalia, and from there they went to Antioch, and then they go all the way to these territories of the Gentiles, which were on the outskirts, which nobody went to. No respected Jew would ever go to the Gentile regions. But what prompted these guys to do it was love. And here they had some disappointing times here, so they shake the dust off their feet and they go to the next region. And boom, 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 boom. It was love that prompted them to do it all. On Friday, we had the feast day of St. Damian, and he went to Hawaii, to a little island there in the 1800s, and that was the island where they put all the people with leprosy. St. Damian went there to take care of those folks, to give them confession, to give them mass, to give them last rites, to give them food, to give them all those things, knowing full well that if he would go there, he was probably going to die from leprosy, that he himself would contract it. He did. He did die from that. What prompted him to do that was love. He was overtaken by love. Folks, that's what it has to be for us too. Mothers know that well, don't they? Mothers will do anything for their children. I remember I was at the Oak and Barrel in Greenwood. I don't know why this just popped into my head, but anyway, on the way in, there was this like big old flower pot, and there was a mother goose. And I thought, oh, she's just kind of sitting there chilling out, you know. Well, she had her baby geese underneath, I guess. And we kind of went a little closer. And, you know, my gosh, I thought I was going to die. But a mother will do anything for her babies, won't she? And it doesn't matter how old those babies get. She's going to do whatever she needs to do to take care of her children. Why? Because she's overtaken, overpowered by love. And I guess I just say all this, that we need to be overtaken with love also. That when we truly love the Lord in that way, holy smokes, we're going to be like these Acts of the Apostles people. We're going to be like the heroic saints and the wonderful mothers that we know. We will be like that because our love for God is so great that it controls everything. How we spend our time, what we do on Friday night, what we do on Saturday night, what we do on Sunday morning, what we do with our mouths, what we do with our bodies, what we do. The love for Jesus controls it all. And that's what we pray for. That's what we hope for. Today, of course, is Good Shepherd Sunday. So just two little thoughts as we end. One is, we got to be overtaken, overpowered by love for the Good Shepherd. Because like our second reading said, the Good Shepherd leads us to life-giving waters, eternal life. And we love that shepherd. And when we love the shepherd, we follow the shepherd. When we don't love the shepherd, we don't follow him. But we pray to fall so deeply in love with the Good Shepherd, which is Jesus, who is Jesus, that controls it all. It's also May. May is Blessed Mother's Month. We should love Blessed Mother more, shouldn't we? Because Blessed Mother wants nothing more than to bring Jesus to us and us to Jesus. And so we should all love Blessed Mary a lot more than we do. I just end with a little story. There was a mother at St. Joe, and she's got kids in the school, and one of her kids is in kindergarten. And I gave all the kids rosaries for Mary's month. And I gave them all rosaries. I said, you put this in your pocket. You always have your rosary with you. No matter what, you have your rosary with you. And so I do rosary checks and things like that, and it's really nice. And I have mine all of the time. We have to have that rosary with us. And anyway, this mother, she texted me about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night on Tuesday. She says, I can't tell you how happy I am right now because I just tucked my kid into bed. And then about 10 minutes later, I was walking down the hallway and I could hear through the door, which was propped open, I could hear him whispering. So I just stopped there, and he was whispering his Hail Marys, and he was praying his rosary. And if a kindergartner can do it, so can we. We should pray the rosary every day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, by the way, if you don't know how to pray the rosary,